Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're joining us here on Studio Classroom. As Anne-Marie, we get to talk about one of my favorite people.
I'm so excited that we get to do this together today, friends. I had not heard of this person before, but Garrett, you are very familiar with him.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a bit. Let's start off, though, with a talk about it question. Are you a risk taker?
Am I a risk taker? In general, I would say I can be a risk taker sometimes, and sometimes not. It just depends on the situation, I guess.
Yeah, I am usually not a risk taker, but every time I get on a roller coaster, I always think it's too slow and not high enough. I love that sense of adrenaline.
I do too, and I think the person we're going to talk about today loves it as well.
Absolutely. Who are we talking about? Well, his name is Bear Grylls. Our title is Bear Grylls, Survival Expert and Man of Adventure.
Bear Grylls, Survival Expert and Man of Adventure. One of the most recognized faces today in outdoor ventures. Whether he's jumping from helicopters or crossing whitewater rapids on tree trunks, risky exploits are all in a day's work for Bear Grylls. The British risk taker's many achievements and survival skills have made him a household name around the world.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 helicopter 这个名词，意思是直升机。譬如 ，The news helicopter flew overhead, filming footage of the major traffic accident. 新闻直升机在上空飞过，拍摄重大交通事故的画面。来学一个跟 helicopter 相关的用语 ，helicopter parenting， 意思是直升机式育儿。形容父母像直升机一样盘旋在孩子身边，过度关注和保护子女生活。来看例句 ，Helicopter parenting may cause children to be more fearful of trying new things because they feel overly dependent on their parents。直升机式教养方式可能让孩子更害怕尝试新事物，因为他们过于依赖父母。跟直升机有关的动词呢是 hover。意思是盘旋或是悬停，譬如 ，The stranded hiker carefully put on the harness and attached it to the rope as the helicopter hovered overhead。当直升机在上空盘旋的时候，受困的登山客小心地穿好安全带，并将它固定在绳索上。
Friends, let's talk about this amazing adventurer and inspiring person.
We find out here that he is one of the most recognized faces today in outdoor ventures. And already we see a great word to take a look at, the word ventures.
All right, a venture is a risky or exciting activity.
Here's an example of how you could use venture in a sentence.He loves new ventures to wild places.
Now, this word could be used to describe something like an outdoor adventure. These days, it's also often describing like a business adventure or venture.
Yeah, that's right. The idea here is that you are taking a new risk or starting something new when it comes to business. But let's read on here and learn more about Bear.Whether he's jumping from helicopters or crossing whitewater rapids on tree trunks, risky exploits are all in a day's work for Bear Grylls.
We have a lot to talk about just from that sentence. starting off with this phrase, jumping from. If you're jumping from somewhere, you're usually jumping off of something or moving quickly down toward another place.
Here's an example. She decided to jump from the roof down to the ground below.
That sounds pretty risky. Let's go to our next point here, and that is whitewater rapids. These are fast, very rough parts of a river. They're so rough that you'll see white on the top of the water.
You can go whitewater rafting. That's when you raft through whitewater rapids.
Okay, so he does all these things, and we describe them as risky exploits. An exploit here is a brave or exciting action.
Let's use that word exploits in another sentence. His adventures are famous exploits.
All right, so he's doing all these amazing things. And we see the British risk taker's many achievements and survival skills have made him a household name around the world.
So many people know who he is. And you said that you know who he is as well, Garrett. You've seen some of his videos online, right?
Oh, yes. Well, originally, this was before I was using the internet too much. He became very popular on television.
Okay, so there was a television show that featured him.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that show in a little bit.
All right, friends. Well, we do have more to learn together. So let's get on right now with our next reading.
Bear Grylls, survival expert and man of adventure. Bear was born Edward Michael Grylls on June 7, 1974, in Donaghadee, Northern Ireland. His sister, Lara, later gave him the now famous nickname when he was a baby. She started calling him Teddy Bear, which was shortened to just Bear. From a young age, Grylls loved adventure and spent his days climbing and sailing with his dad or swimming in the ocean.
Now famous 意思呢是现在很有名的 譬如, the now famous couple smiled and waved as they walked up the red carpet. 这对当红的夫妇走向红毯时微笑挥手。 另一个复合形容词是 once famous, 意思是曾经很有名的。 譬如, the once famous TV show has been all but forgotten by this generation. 那个曾经风靡一时的电视节目几乎已被这一代人遗忘。 Famous字首前加上IN 变成infamous 意思是臭名昭彰的恶名远播的 譬如 The chef was infamous for his quick temper and cruel treatment of his cooks 这位主厨以脾气暴躁残酷对待厨师而恶名昭彰
So friends, Bear Grylls has led an exciting life. Let's talk about where it all got started.
Okay, we learn a little bit about when and where he was born in this next sentence. Bear was born Edward Michael Grylls on June 7th, 1974 in Donaghadee, Northern Ireland.
Right, his sister Lara later gave him the now famous nickname when he was a baby. Of course, the nickname we're talking about is Bear.
That is not his actual name, as we just learned. It is a nickname. A nickname, friends, is a fun or short name for someone.
For example, they gave him the nickname Speedy because he could run so fast.
Sometimes you get a nickname because of things that you do or something that's associated with you, and sometimes you get a name that's just a shorter version of your own name.
Yeah, either way, these are nicknames. They're not your full name like you would find on your passport.
So we find out here what this nickname is. She started calling him Teddy Bear, which was shortened to just Bear.
All right, it was shortened to. If you shorten something to something else, you make it shorter. That could be a physical object, or here we're talking about a name.
Yeah, so for example, the name Alexander is often shortened to Alex.
Yeah, we do this a lot with English names. We make them a bit shorter because they're just a little bit easier to say.
Yeah, they're easier to say or easier to write. So his original nickname was Teddy Bear, and that got shortened to Bear.
Yeah, which makes sense. You wouldn't want to be called Teddy Bear once you get older and you're 20 or 30.
Yeah, it's not as good of a name for an adult. Well, we read on here, from a young age, Grills loved adventure and spent his days climbing and sailing with his dad or swimming in the ocean.
All right, that's how he spent his days. This is a fun phrase to talk about how you pass your time. What are the things you do regularly?
Here's an example. He spent his days fishing by the lake. Or you might say, during vacation, I like to spend my days sitting by the pool.
So what did Bear spend his days doing? We see it is climbing and sailing with his dad. Let's talk about sailing.
When we're talking about sailing, we're talking about traveling by boat with wind power, often on a sailboat.
For example, they love sailing together on weekends.
So he already had some hobbies as he was growing up that made him enjoy adventure. These are all outdoor things that he liked doing.
And they're things that he would end up doing a lot of later in life. We'll learn more about that. But first, it's time for our own adventure. Let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A household name. Picture this. You're flipping through TV channels and suddenly see a face or hear a jingle you know instantly. Your grandma, your little brother, and even the dog perks up. Everyone recognizes it. The person, brand, or character has become a household name. It's like they've moved into every home without asking. Household name means someone or something so well known that almost every family recognizes them. For example, after her hit song went viral, the singer became a household name overnight. And everyone knows that cartoon character. He's a true household name around the world. Here are three phrases with a similar meaning. Big name is casual and often used for celebrities or brands. For example, the concert sold out fast because it featured a big name in pop music. Go viral describes how something spreads quickly and becomes super famous. For example, the funny cat video went viral and turned the owner into a household name. I still remember when my favorite cartoon character became a household name. Suddenly, toys, clothes, and breakfast cereal boxes with his picture on it were everywhere. Fame can sneak into homes like that. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Bear Grylls, survival expert and man of adventure. In 1996, though, a shocking accident nearly cut short his exciting life and prevented his future career. Grylls recovered and used the experience as the motivation he needed to overcome adversity and develop a never-give-up attitude. That year, while skydiving, Grylls' parachute failed to open, plunging him nearly 5,000 meters to the ground. He survived, but his back was broken in three places. Though doctors told him he might never walk again, he beat the odds. 2 years later, he not only walked, but became one of the youngest people ever to climb Mount Everest.
After a 30-second freefall, Bella pulled the cord to release the parachute. 经过30秒的自由落体后 ,Bella 拉开拉环打开降落伞。Parachute 当动词时呢意思是跳伞或是以降落伞降落。譬如 ,After much training, he was ready to parachute solo. 经过大量训练后他已准备好进行单人跳伞。惯用于 Golden Parachute,字面上的意思是金色降落伞或黄金保护伞，它其实呢是指高阶主管的离职补偿金。譬如 ，Having been forced out of his position, the vice president demanded a golden parachute of $500,000. 这位副总裁被迫离职后，要求$500,000的补偿金。That's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So Bear Grylls has accomplished many great things, but that was almost not possible because of a serious accident.
We find out about this accident in the next part of our lesson, friends. Let's read it together. In 1996, though, a shocking accident nearly cut short his exciting life and prevented his future career. We see this phrase to cut short, friends. Let's talk about what it means.
All right, cut short. This means that something is stopped earlier than it was planned to be. Could be because you decide to, like you cut short a party.Or, in this case, it's because of an accident.
Yeah, when we hear the term cut short, the idea is that this thing was expected to last longer or go for a longer amount of time, but it was purposefully stopped or stopped because of a certain circumstance. Here's an example. The trip was cut short by rain.
Okay, we read on, Grylls recovered and used the experience as the motivation he needed to overcome adversity.
There's some great words to talk about here, friends. First, we see that word overcome. Overcome means to succeed against a difficulty.
Here's an example sentence. She overcame her fear of heights by climbing a tall building.
Now, what was Bear overcoming here? Well, he was overcoming adversity. Adversity refers to hard or bad situations.
I would say that all of us face some adversity in our lives, but overcoming that adversity allows us to become stronger people.
We read here that Grylls recovered from this accident andThrough this, he had the motivation to overcome adversity and develop a never give up attitude.
Never give up. That year, while skydiving, Grylls' parachute failed to open, plunging him nearly 5,000 meters to the ground.
This is terrifying, friends. Skydiving is when you jump out of an airplane with a parachute.
Yeah, that parachute is supposed to make it so you fall very slowly at the end. Skydiving is a very thrilling sport.
It is. So I can imagine after jumping out of that airplane, if your parachute doesn't open, that would be terrifying.
Right. It would be hard to survive that. But he did. He survived, but his back was broken in three places.
Wow, this sounds like it was a rough recovery. Though doctors told him he might never walk again, he beat the odds.
Ooh, I like that phrase. He beat the odds. That means you succeed when it's highly unlikely.
Let's use that phrase, beat the odds, in a sentence. She beat the odds and won the race.
So he beat the odds, he recovered, 2 years later, he not only walked, but became one of the youngest people ever to climb Mount Everest.
This is really incredible. And as we hear stories like this, friends, it makes me realize that when something really awful happens to you, especially physically, it takes a lot of motivation in order to overcome that. It's a lot of hard work to help your body get healthy after an accident like this.
Yeah, and it can be frustrating if you have to face adversity like this and you don't recover at the same rate as other people that you see in the media or even around you.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. Sometimes those odds that we need to overcome aren't just physical odds, but mental ones as well. He beat the odds and he was able to get back outside and go on another adventure.
Yeah, not just any adventure, climbing Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. Well, friends, we're not done talking about Bear Grylls yet. You'll need to come back for more tomorrow. But right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 might 这个情态助动词，它是 may 的过去式，都有可能、也许的意思，但是 might 的可能性比较低。Might 主要是用来表达对过去的猜测，或是客气的请求或提议，就像是文章中的这一句 Though doctors told him he might never walk again, he beat the odds. 与表达可能性极低的 might 相比， must have 加过去分词，意思是已经、一定已经什么什么，是用于对过去发生的事情做肯定的推测。来看例句，John said Mary must have seen Peter 2 weeks before. John 说 Mary 两周前肯定看过 Peter.
Friends, as we come to the end of the first day of this lesson, we want to talk a little bit more about the things we learned today.
All right, remember, who are we talking about? His name is Bear Grylls. Bear, of course, is not his real name,but a nickname given to him by his sister.
That's right, we learned a little bit more about how Bear grew up. We found out that when he was young, he enjoyed climbing and sailing and doing other outdoor activities.
Yeah, and those are the kinds of things he would end up spending a lifetime doing. But things were not always smooth sailing.
No, they weren't. We found out in 1996 he had a terrible accident while skydiving.
He fell 5,000 meters from the plane and his parachute did not work. His back was broken in 3 places, but he was able to recover.
He was able to recover. He beat the odds and he found that motivation to keep going.He recovered so well that years later, he was able to climb Mount Everest.
Right, and his inspiring story continues to inspire people all around the world to have their own great adventures.
We are not done talking about Bear Grylls, friends, so make sure you come back tomorrow to join us for the second half of our lesson. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett.We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Standing there right by your side, truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times, a friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times.A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.